Welcome back. Today, we explore the unseen corners of our city. Today, we are diving into the world of street vendors. Often seen as independent hustlers, there's a surprising amount of community and support hidden beneath the colorful carts and sizzling grills. Street vending can be a tough business. Long hours, unpredictable weather, and navigating regulations can be daunting. But what many people don't realize is the strong network of support that exists among vendors. Let's talk about how this support works. How do vendors help each other navigate challenges? It starts with shared knowledge. Experienced vendors become mentors, offering advice on securing permits, sourcing fresh produce at wholesale prices, and even fixing equipment breakdowns. There's a constant exchange of information, a secret menu of survival tactics passed down through the community. Isn't it fascinating? What about emotional support? It's crucial. A bad day with low sales can be demoralizing, but vendors have each other's backs. Perhaps the most profound aspect of these support networks is the sense of belonging they foster. In a world where isolation looms large, street vendors find solace in their peers. They might offer a friendly chat, share a meal, or even lend a helping hand during a particularly busy rush. Street vendors often come from diverse backgrounds, where on the streets, they share a common experience, a sense of being part of something bigger than themselves. They take pride in their work, their resilience, and their contribution to the city's vibrant energy. So, how do they celebrate success? There's a genuine joy in witnessing each other thrive. A vendor might have a particularly good day, and their neighbors might offer congratulations or even share some of the overflow. They celebrate each other's milestones, a permit finally secured, a new menu item taking off, or even just being able to send their kids to school that day. I know this paints a beautiful picture of a community built on mutual support, and it is, but we can't ignore the challenges. Street vending can be precarious living. What are some ways where we as a city can better support these communities? Well, there are many ways. Streamlining the permitting processes, providing designated vending spaces with access to sanitation, and even creating programs to help vendors formalize their businesses would be a massive help. It's a win-win situation for everyone. So thank you for sharing this insightful perspective on the hidden networks and sense of belonging among street vendors. This is just a glimpse into the world of street vendors. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.